give the Lord a hand clap of praise one more time. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord. Please be seated for a minute. Hallelujah. How many's happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Most of y'all are, I suppose.
Yeah.
Amen. Sure good to be here. Sure happy. Again, we get to have Brother Austin getting baptized this morning. I think that's wonderful. Can we just give the Lord a hand clap praise for that? Thank you, Lord. One thing I love about being a Christian is everybody's got a testimony.
Amen.
Everybody's got their story. Everybody else had to go that same route. Yep. If you're a real Christian now, you had to die.
Yep.
So that he could raise you again.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that's what baptism is about. It's about a symbol. It's not a regeneration in itself, but it's a symbol of something God has done in the heart of a person, and they're ready to lay it all down. And that's why we believe in immersion. We're here to let the all of it die.
Yeah.
Not just part of it, not just sprinkle a little bit here, and then it wears off. I want down in the tomb.
Yeah.
You kick a dead man all you want, he's dead.
Yep.
He's not going to move.
Right.
Just bury that old man. Say, God, make me like you.
Yeah.
Let Christ live in me. Amen. Good to have each one here, Brother Rodney and your family. Brother Ruby and Renee. I missed one of y'all. I missed the other two, but Molly and Ellen, is that right? Yes, it's nice to have you all with us this morning. All the rest of y'all, visitors, but not really. We know everybody that's here. It's good to be in the house of the Lord again. I didn't even get a chance, so I was just trying to make sure everybody could get in as much as possible. We're right there at the maximum, I think. I don't think get too many more in here. But I didn't even get to say hi to Brother Stewart or nothing. I'm not preaching this morning, but Brother Stewart from Arkansas is going to be speaking. That's why I go ahead and brought me a front row seat so I could get up here real close. How many enjoyed that was here last night? How many enjoyed the presence of the Lord?
Hallelujah.
It's a good time. I sure appreciate putting God first, and we should do that again today.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow you go ahead and do that again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to prolong the time. I really appreciate that song. So let's stand together. I'll invite Brother Stewart out. Let's sing it just one more time, and then we'll get right into the Word this morning.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord.
Go ahead and worship Him.
No, I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day.
Present, do you?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We didn't come to see a man, but we come to see Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. That's
we didn't
right.
Come to see each other, but yes, to see Him. Amen.
Yes,
manifest.
Lord,
and that's just what we want to see.
Amen.
I don't know, call it this afternoon, or I guess it is afternoon.
This afternoon, bro.
This afternoon. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be here, and appreciate your pastor as a real man of God, and just appreciate him and. Pray that God bless him and the congregation here.
Yes, sir.
The different ones.
Yes, Lord.
Putting forth the effort. And just pray that God bless him and be upon you. Amen. And just appreciate the opportunity to be here. and just had a real good time last night.
Yeah. Sure.
Liberty.
Amen.
That was here, and pray that Liberty would be here today.
Amen.
Also.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We just bow our hearts before Him. Lord Jesus, we just thank You, Lord, for an opportunity, Father,
yes,
to come into the household of faith, Lord. And Lord, we're just depending upon You today, Lord. And that there be any good, Lord, that would come out of today, Lord. That, Lord, that You would do that, Father.
Yes,
we're just
Lord
depending
God.
Upon You, Lord. We're not depending upon ourselves, Lord.
Lord,
may You just speak to us here today, Father. May we just be able to receive inspiration, Lord, from the Word. Lord, from Your Spirit today, God, and we just ask, Lord, that You just help us to get the human side out of the way as best we can, Father. Lord, that You can move, Father, I pray, to speak to Your little elect lady here, and just, Lord, that they can receive encouragement, Lord, and just what they have need of, Lord, and we're depending upon You, Lord, and we just commit this service into Your hands, Lord, and everything that's said and done. May You have the preeminence here today, Lord, and we're depending upon You more than ever, Lord. Let's commit this service into Your hands in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If we could turn to the scriptures, to 2 Timothy 1 and 6. Amen.
Amen.
I'm a little under the weather. Y'all pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sure you can tell it in my voice, but God's good. Amen.
Amen. Yes, He
Amen.
Is.
Amen. Amen. We don't go by our feelings. Amen.
That's
if we
right,
went
brother.
By our feelings, we wouldn't be able to do nothing.
No, sir. Times,
but we just try to press on and just pray that God would do something for you today.
Grant the Lord.
Amen. I want to speak on fear not. Speak about fear
Amen.
A little bit today. And
Amen,
fear
brother.
Not. Amen. There's nothing to fear. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 2 Timothy 1 and 6. It says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can be seated. May God add His blessings to His word. Amen. Amen. Paul is speaking here to Timothy. Amen. To maybe we could look at as a young message preacher, as a young message person, as a young message church. Amen. He said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Stir up that which is in you. As we were speaking on yesterday evening, how that greater is He that is in you
Hallelujah.
Than He that is in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen. And sometimes what's in us, we don't really realize what's in us till the time comes that we really have need of
Amen.
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 That's right.
And I believe that there's a pressure that comes many times, and it's a precious time that we live in.
Yeah.
Amen. But it's to bring out the potentials, amen.
Oh, right,
amen. It is in the bride. It is in the church. It is in the children of God. Amen.
Because amen.
We're sons
amen.
And daughters of God. We're attributes right. of God. We're here to express what He is. Amen.
Yes. Right.
Amen. But Paul is speaking to Timothy to stir up the gift of God. Amen. Stir
yes,
it up.
Sir.
Don't let it sit
on,
idle.
Right.
Amen. But stir up the gift of God. Amen.
Praise God.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind.
Yes,
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Fears of the devil.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Many times, you know, things happen
on,
to
brother.
Us in life that cause us to fear certain situations or fear things that we have to do. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Randall tells a story in a discernment line, talks about a girl that was bit by a dog, and later on,
yes.
she feared that dog
right.
all of her life.
Right.
But her spirit was scarred.
Yes.
Amen. She had a fear.
Oh,
she had a fear of that dog. Amen. She was scared of dogs because she was attacked by one when she was younger. Amen. And many times our spirits get scarred by
sure.
different things,
yeah.
and we feel fear to move out and do what we really
no,
in life must do. Amen.
Right.
Amen. But God is a healer. Amen.
Amen.
He can
Thank
heal
Lord.
Our spirits.
Yes.
He can heal our bodies.
That's
he can
right.
heal our souls. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But God had not given us the spirit of fear.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Amen. But a power and a love and a sound mind.
Sure.
When you think about the conditions that we're facing, amen, and the time that we live in and the pressure, I want to read a quote by Brother Branham. And look away to Jesus. And I like that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Not look away to Brother Branham.
That's right.
Not
Lord,
look away to some man, but look away to
oh,
Jesus.
Yes,
and that's who He was pointing us
yes.
to, amen.
Amen.
Not to Himself, but to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And look away to Jesus. So now I'm going to say something to you, now that I haven't said all along, and that is the thing that we've looked forward to for so long, for at least many years, 4 or 5 years or maybe longer. The third pull has now been vindicated,
Amen.
And I'm sure you all know what it is.
Yeah.
Amen. Now remember, there'll never be an impersonation of that, because it can't be. So now it's in existence.
Yep.
Amen. I am warned of this, that soon, right at this time now, it's just happened, so it could identify its presence among you, but it will not be used in a great way until this council begins to tighten up. And when it does, when that does, the Pentecostals and so forth can almost impersonate anything can be done. But when that time comes, when the squeeze comes down, then you'll see what you've seen temporarily be manifested in the fullness of its power. Amen. There's coming a time, a condition, a squeeze, church, a press, and it means to press on all sides,
amen.
To press hard, amen,
yes.
To bring out the conditions, amen, amen,
yes,
it's manifesting time,
yes.
Yes, sir.
Amen, and as I've been hearing my pastor preach a little bit, springtime has come, but now we're in the summertime,
yeah.
It's the manifesting time,
yeah.
I mean, springtime was the beginning, but now we're in the summertime, everything's coming to its fruition, amen.
Lord.
And what's in an individual, what's in a spirit, it's going to manifest itself
Absolutely.
Into its fullness, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And that
That's
pressure,
it.
That squeeze comes, amen. Amen. To bring the bride together, church.
Yes.
Not just separate us, but to bring us together in love, amen.
Amen.
To have love for the brethren, amen.
Yes.
And things that's drove us apart, amen.
Oh,
the little differences, little doctrinal differences.
Sure.
Amen. It'll come down to the Holy Ghost, church.
Yeah.
It'll come down to the
Hallelujah.
Things of salvation, and we'll agree upon that, amen. Our little differences will go away, amen. That doesn't have anything to do with salvation. Many times we get separated by just little ideas.
Sure.
It ain't got nothing to do with salvation.
That's right.
Amen.
Preach,
but I believe the true bride, she'll come together.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe there's a time coming, Brother Bram said, that squeeze.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
And it won't be used until this council begins to tighten up. Amen. Amen. And uniting time and sign, Brother Ram says, the Jews united themselves against Jesus, his messiahship and his messiah message. We see the same thing now happening, just the same thing. Communism is uniting to destroy the church. And the only way that is after the church has united itself to in the Council of Churches, the World Council of Churches, to deny and to destroy the message.
Amen.
The word.
Yes.
Amen. And we see that. We see Russia moving down. Amen. Taking control.
Yes,
amen. We see the church, communism uniting together to destroy the church. You know, Brother Branham said that communism is a tool.
Yes.
Amen. In the hand of God to destroy to destroy the Roman Catholic Church.
Yeah,
there's
true.
A bomb with her name on it.
That's
amen.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
To destroy America.
That's the word, brother.
Right.
Amen. But communism is uniting to destroy the church.
Right.
Oh,
amen. And the church has united itself too in the council.
Sure.
I'm sure many of you have seen where the Pope, amen, they reached out to the evangelicals.
Yeah.
That's right.
The different ones, amen. And the evangelicals said,
true,
we're with you.
That's right.
Amen. They're coming together. That
coming
council
together.
Is tightening
Absolutely.
Up. But when the council tightens up, amen, when the squeeze comes down, what you've seen temporarily will be manifested in the fullness of its power.
Amen.
He says, see, 4 times.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
there's
Lord.
Nothing to fear.
Amen.
Amen. What we see now has been prophesied.
Yes,
what
sir.
We see now has been clearly vindicated. It's been talked about.
Yeah.
And we see it clearly. Amen.
That's right.
Not a time to fear, not a time to draw back,
right.
But a time to press on.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Thankful for the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And we see those things unfolding before us. And how can somebody say that, you know, this message isn't of God? Amen.
Sure.
Oh,
amen. Amen. We just see those things just so plainly.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Exactly.
Right here in the message.
Right there, brother.
Amen. It said, uniting together now, trying to destroy the message. How did they destroy it? How could they destroy the word of God? They make it of non-effect.
Yes.
Non-effective by taking traditions.
Yep.
And they take it back there at the beginning and trying to make the word of God of no effect. They try to discredit it.
Yeah.
Amen. They try to, after years, you think how crazy it is. Amen. Now that they would come forth and try to discredit the word of God. Absolutely. Paul told Timothy, he said that having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
Yeah.
Amen. A power.
That's right.
It'll change a person's life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And change it from the old man. Yeah. Amen. To bury the old man. And not a form of godliness, but a godliness, a true godliness, to be like God. Amen.
Yeah.
And they deny that power.
Yeah.
Amen. That is here amongst
you,
us. They deny that power that's here to change people.
Yeah.
Amen. To make us sons and daughters of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And that's the power that's here amongst us.
Amen. Amen.
He gave power to become the sons
of
God.
Yes,
amen. That power is here.
Yes.
That power is here. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Praise God.
And Paul said, in my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration and power of the Spirit.
Amen.
And this word that we have today,
Amen.
It didn't come in the wisdom just of a man.
That's
but it
right.
came in demonstration and the power of the Son of Man.
Amen.
The Son of Man made himself known amongst us today through a prophet. Amen. And he told you who you were.
Amen.
He told you where you came from.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He told you where you're going.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad to be identified. Amen. With a message. Amen. Back in the mind of God.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Showed us back where in the mind of God we were flawless. In the mind of God, he took us back and showed us where who we were. Amen.
Yeah.
That in the mind of God we were sinless. Amen.
That's
we
right.
were perfect. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That we're justified today as though we never did it in the first
That's
place.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. And then having a form of godliness, they turn down true holiness, amen.
Sure.
And then deny the power.
Amen.
There's some water here. Y'all forgive me. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Y'all just about preach anybody to death.
Praise the Lord.
Man.
Hallelujah.
Somebody couldn't preach, they came here. But they'd be able to preach. Amen, y'all. That's really cool. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. And Paul said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We don't trust in just the words of man. Amen. But the message came in the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Truth.
Amen.
Truth.
And if somebody can talk you into it, they can talk you out of it.
That's right.
That's why it wasn't with the wisdom of a man.
That's right.
That wasn't. Good. It wasn't that church.
Mm-hmm. No,
amen.
Sir.
But it came in the power of God.
Amen. That's right.
And in Hebrews 12:25 it said, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth,
come on,
how much more shall we not escape if we turn away him that speaketh from heaven?
Right.
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised." Saying, yet once more I shake not earth only, but heaven also.
That's right.
So we see a condition, amen, a pressure.
Oh,
it's coming, a shaking time, amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Anything that can be shaken
loose
is going to be shaken.
Oh,
amen.
Church.
And there was a voice that came in this day that come from heaven, amen.
Yes, sir.
And this shouted upon the earth, said, come out of her, my people.
Amen.
Be not partakers of her sin, amen. For ungodly ways, but come out of her, my people. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We're a separated people. We're called out. We're different. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. God wants separators. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. He called Abraham. He called him.
Yep.
And he separated him. Amen.
That's
and
right.
That he could give him the promise.
Amen.
And this word yet once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken and as things that are made, those things which cannot be shaken remain.
Amen.
Amen. Those that remain. Amen.
Come on,
those
brother.
That are alive and remain
yes.
to the coming of the Lord.
Glory to God.
Shall be changed in
Amen.
A moment. In the twinkling of an eye. Amen.
Yeah.
As long as you remain, church. As long as you're steadfast. As long as you're not shaken. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We were built to handle the pressures of this
Amen.
Age. Amen.
Yeah.
We were built. They're going to ask you one day when you cross over, how did you make it? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. They're going to ask you, how did you make it? They're going to ever see you.
Yeah.
Amen. How did you withstand the pressures of the age? Amen. But you were foreordained.
Yes.
Foreordained to remain. Amen. Not to be shaken loose. Amen.
No,
but
sir.
To stand upon the word of God.
Amen. Brother.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace
Yes.
Lord. Amen. Let us have grace. Amen. Yes. Whereby we may serve God, putting Him first.
Amen.
Putting Him first every day. Amen.
Amen. Right,
serving God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
Amen.
Amen. Consecrated Christians.
Yes, Lord.
Consecrated. Amen. Amen. To the service of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Consecrated.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We can't be moved.
No. That's right.
We can't be moved. We can't be shaken. We're built for the pressures.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
We're built for this.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. As we said last night, the bride is thirsty.
Yeah.
The bride is thirsty.
Yeah.
Amen. You can identify with me. You can identify that there's a thirsting in your heart here today.
Yeah.
Yes,
there's a longing in our hearts,
Thank
Amen.
You,
for more of God, yeah. for more of Him. Amen.
Yeah.
And there's a deep calling to the deep.
Yeah.
And there's a deep to respond.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. If there's something in your heart, God,
yes,
God has something there to fill that. Amen.
Amen.
He has something there to fill that.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. God is trying to show us. Amen. He's trying
yeah.
to show us, Amen. What we have need of, it's in the Word. It's there.
Yes, sir. That's
amen.
Right.
But it just takes our eyes, Amen.
Yes,
amen. That eye salve to come and just anoint our eyes.
Yes,
we'll
Lord.
We'll be able to see, Amen, what God's trying
yeah.
to show us.
Amen.
Yes,
He's trying to lead us. He's trying to lead us in the paths of righteousness.
Amen.
Yes,
He's
Lord.
Trying to lead us, Amen, to the revelation, Amen, of who we are.
Yes.
Amen. And when the church, when she gets a true revelation
That's
of who
right.
she
yeah.
is, and the framework, and the spirits that are working in the church, amen.
That's right.
When she can discern between the Antichrist and the
yes.
true spirit,
amen.
When she gets
amen.
A true revelation of who she is,
yes,
she'll be an invisible army, amen.
Amen.
God's
amen.
Trying to bring you to a place,
yeah.
church,
yeah.
that you're that invincible army.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That you can withstand what the devil comes at you.
Amen.
Church,
amen. Amen. That's right.
Amen. The bride is thirsting. God is trying to show us. Amen. We read in Revelations. In Revelations 1 and 9, John said, I, John, who am also am your brother and companion in tribulation in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And then I, John, he wasn't with nobody else.
That's right.
He was by himself.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen. And Brother Branham, he talks about they had John on the Isle of Patmos. They had him there. They tried to put him in a boiling pot.
Yep, that's
amen.
Right.
And tried to boil the Holy Ghost out of
yeah.
it. Amen. You can't boil the Holy Ghost
yeah.
out of a person.
Fire, bro.
You can't get that that's out right. of a person.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When a soul is baptized.
Yes.
Amen. God ain't an Indian giver
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
He don't give you the Holy Ghost.
Cool.
And take it away from you.
Yes, sir.
God gives you the Holy Ghost. It's yours.
Yes.
It's yours.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
God gives you that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He
amen.
Gives you that. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. No man can take it away.
No, sir.
Nobody
amen.
Can take away your
That's
salvation.
True.
Amen.
Amen.
We might
Praise
do things.
God.
We might do things that we where we lose the joy of our salvation, but we can never lose our salvation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. But he was
Praise
in the Isle of Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. God had to get him alone.
Sure.
Amen. He had to get him alone to show him the revelation. Amen. To show him the book of Revelation.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
And he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a voice as of a trumpet.
That's right.
And then before John could receive anything, he had to first get in the Spirit.
That's right. Yes,
and then
sir.
Paul said, if I sing, I'll
yep.
sing in the
yeah.
Spirit.
Yeah.
If I pray, I'll pray in the Spirit. Amen.
Yes,
amen. To live in the Spirit every day. Amen.
Yes.
To live in the Spirit of God is my desire.
Yes.
Amen. God can show us what we have need of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Spirit,
we're seeing in the Patmos vision. As this angel, we know the angel was sent to signify the things that Christ was trying to show. He sent and signified it by his angel unto John.
That's right.
We realize this angel, he was a prophet.
Sure.
Is that right?
That's right.
Later on, John tried to worship this angel.
Sure did.
This angel prophet. And the angel said, don't worship me, worship God.
Amen.
For I'm of thy brethren and
yeah.
fellow servants of prophets.
That's right.
Amen. It was a prophet
exactly
showing
right.
John these things. Amen.
Amen.
The prophets came in this day.
Yes,
yes
sir.
To show us the seven church ages, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And show us the seven seals, amen.
Amen.
We read in Revelation 1 when the Son of Man was
yeah.
revealed.
Amen.
John seen the Son of Man, amen.
Yes, sir.
That's what's been revealed in this day, the Son of Man.
Yeah.
The
yes,
heir of all things.
Right.
Yeah.
The heir of all things have been revealed
yeah.
to us,
That's
amen.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
But he began to show him the Son of Man, amen. Show him Christ. That was Christ. In the Patmos vision, Brother Brown says, well, I'll just read the scripture first. And when I saw him, Revelations 1 and 17, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not.
Yes.
Right. Amen. Fear not. Amen. And we see here the victorious Christ.
Yes.
We see him. I am the first and the last.
Amen.
I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. The victorious Christ.
That's right, brother. Yeah. Praise God.
Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
A victorious Christ.
Amen.
Amen. One that overcome.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And Brother Ram says in the Patmos vision in the Church Age book, chapter 2, that no human being could stand the full effect of that vision. His strength utterly gone.
That's right.
John fell at his feet as though dead.
That's right.
As though dead. Excuse me. But the hand of the Lord in love touched him, and the voice of blessing said, fear not. Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore.
Yes.
What is there to fear? He
said. Amen.
The judgment that fell upon him,
hallelujah,
fell at the cross, at the grave, and when he descended, it was for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. As he walked up Calvary's Hill.
Yes.
As he walked up Calvary's Hill, he didn't do it for himself.
That's right.
But he had you and I on his mind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He had us on his heart. Amen. Brother Branham said, we went to Calvary with him before we were in him.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Our sin was judged there at Calvary.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
You can identify yourself here with Christ at Calvary.
Yes.
Your
Come
sin
on,
can
brother.
Be judged.
Yes.
Amen. But amen. He died, but he also went to hell.
That's
when
right.
he went to hell, Brother Branham depicts it. He dramatized it. He went down there. And Satan said, I finally got you.
That's right.
I finally got you. I thought I had you when I had Abel.
Yes.
I thought I had you when I had Enoch.
Right.
When I had the certain ones.
Come on, brother.
Amen. I thought I had you. But Jesus, he come in and he kicked the door down.
That's right.
Amen.
He kicked the door down. He said, I'm taking over.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he kicked Satan off in the corner. He said, I'm taking the keys away from you. You have no more control over the people.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Glory.
Amen.
Glory
he absorbed the full brunt of the wound of sin. And there's therefore
That's
now
right.
no condemnation.
Right.
The image of Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. For our attorney is our judge.
Amen.
Amen. He is both attorney and judge.
Oh,
the case
hallelujah.
Is settled.
That's
it
right.
is finished. There is therefore now no condemnation. Why should
yeah.
the church fear?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What promise has he ever failed to manifest
right,
before
brother.
Us?
That's it.
Amen.
Never.
Why should it fear punishment or
yeah.
death? It has all been overcome. And here is the yeah. he is the mighty conqueror.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Our God's not a passive God.
No.
No, sir.
Amen. He,
Come on.
He faced everything.
Yeah.
Amen. That a man could face. Amen. And he
yeah.
overcome everything that
yeah.
Satan tried to come against him. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Everything that Satan could put at him,
right.
he overcome it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And we were
yeah.
in him when he overcame.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. We ought to identify ourselves with the victorious Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're a victorious bride.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We're a victorious bride. Amen. We're overcomers here.
Yes, sir.
We're overcomers. Amen. He conquered death, hell, and the grave, and has the keys thereof. What he loosed is loosed, and what he binds is bound.
Yes.
There's
right.
no changing of it. There was no conquer before him. There's none beside him. He alone is Savior, Redeemer. He is the only God, and the Lord Jesus Christ is his name.
Amen.
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 Ought we to give him the first place in our lives?
Amen.
Amen.
Put God first. Amen. To give him the preeminence here this morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Today. To give him the preeminence to whatever he would want to do. Amen.
Yes,
he could do that.
Yeah.
Amen. And if he can come. Amen. I can't change your life. Amen.
Oh.
Brother Andrew, we're just men. Amen.
That's right.
But it's God.
Yes.
It's God that giveth yeah. the increase.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I pray that God
yeah.
gives y'all the increase.
Yes,
here.
Lord.
Many
right
souls.
Lord, each one.
Many
yeah.
souls. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That the bride could remain, amen, and not be shaken.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen. And when he arose, all power was, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth.
That's right.
Amen. We don't serve a powerless God.
Right.
We serve a God that's full of power.
Amen.
God that
yes.
can change lives.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Yes, he
amen.
Does.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
he
Jesus.
Does.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And Brother Branham says in the Patmos vision, says, don't fear John, don't fear little flock, all that I am your heir to.
That's right.
All my power is yours.
Amen.
We know that John topped the bride.
Yes, sir.
One man topped the bride.
Yes, sir.
He said, don't fear, John. Don't fear, little flock. All that I am, you are heir to. All my power is yours. My omnipotence is yours as I stand in your midst.
Yes.
Amen. I have not come to bring fear and failure,
but
love and courage and ability.
Hallelujah.
All power is given unto me and is yours to use. You speak the word and I'll perform it. That is my covenant and it can never fail. Amen. All my omnipotence is yours. Amen. All my omnipotence, the Almighty One. The Almighty One. The dictionary says he who holds the sway over all things. The ruler of all. The Almighty One. The Almighty God.
Yes,
amen. He's not come to bring fear and failure. Amen. But love, courage, and ability.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You speak the word and I'll perform it. Whatsoever things you bind upon this earth, whatsoever things you bind on this earth will be bound in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. And whatsoever things you ask shall be done.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever you have need of here, church, whatever you have need of,
amen,
wherever two or three or more, he said, I'll be there in the
yes,
midst.
Sir.
If they agree upon anything, if they agree upon anything, it shall be done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Whenever has he failed to keep a promise?
Preach it, brother.
Why should we fear him this morning?
Amen.
Anything that we have need of, he's able to provide it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, blessed God.
Amen. Amen. May his presence here this morning, may it bring a faith today.
Yes,
may it bring a faith. Amen. Faith overcomes death. Faith overcomes.
Amen.
Faith is the victory that overcomes death.
Amen.
Faith is the victory over sin.
Yes.
Faith is the victory over sickness.
Yes, sir.
Faith is the victory over worry. Faith is the victory over frustrations. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world.
Amen.
Amen. As I said earlier, we don't live by what we feel,
but
we live by faith.
Amen.
We live by the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
We live as the victorious Christ. We're a victorious people here today.
Yes, sir.
We're a victorious church.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you've overcome everything. You've already overcome it. John said, I write unto you, for you have overcome the world. You have overcome the wicked one.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We have overcome it today.
Yes.
Amen. Satan's under your feet here this morning.
Amen.
Satan's under your feet. Whatever you're buying, whatever you're going through, it's under your feet. Amen. Amen. It's not something that we carry around with us.
Preach.
Amen. It's something that's under our feet.
Come on,
amen. It's something that's beneath us. Amen.
Right.
It's something that's below us. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Amen. Amen.
And faith is our victory here.
Yes, Lord.
And then God give us the victory.
Yeah.
God give us the victory, man. Victory enough where we can dance in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And then victory enough where we can worship him and not be scared.
Amen.
Worship him
in
spirit and in truth.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. We don't live by what we feel.
No, sir.
Amen. But if his presence is here, well, what is there to fear?
Amen.
If he's done what he's really done, what is there to fear?
Amen.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Right.
Is it just a story to us?
Preach.
Is it just just a story that we read about? Amen. But is it life?
That's it.
Is it life,
brother?
Amen. Amen. Let it be life to me, God.
Amen.
Let it be life to me. Amen. Not just something we talk about. Amen. Not just something we talk about, but may we be doers of the word.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Not just
amen.
Hearers of the word,
yeah,
but doers also.
Amen.
Yes.
And I read this quote last night in the rapture. But to the church, the bride, the rapture is a revelation to her.
Amen.
It's revealed to her that the revelation, the true bride of Christ,
yes, sir,
will be waiting for the revelation of the rapture.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now it is a revelation, for the revelation is faith. You cannot have a revelation without it being faith. Faith
that's
is
right.
a revelation.
Yes, sir.
Because it's something that's revealed to you.
Amen.
Faith is a revelation. Faith is something that can, that has been revealed to you like it was to Abraham. That you would call anything contrary to what had been revealed to him as though it wasn't so.
That's right.
Now faith, that's what faith is. It's the revelation of God. The church is built upon revelation, the whole entire body. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What is there to fear? Amen. What is there to fear here, church? Amen. What we have need of, God's wanting to show it to us. Amen.
Amen.
What we're hungering and thirsting for, God has it there for us.
Amen.
Amen. Some kids came back from the camp in Louisiana down there last week. And I noticed most of them were girls. And as they began to testify, every one of them, almost every one of them said that the devil was trying to get them to think that they weren't good enough.
Sure.
That they weren't worthy.
Yeah, amen.
That they weren't good enough, amen.
Sure.
And Brother Brown said that if you look at the condition of the women in the church, okay, amen, that'll tell you how the church is, amen.
Right.
And I think sometimes we get to thinking that we're not good enough, amen, that what God did wasn't good enough for us.
Yeah, brother.
Amen. And Satan will try to bring that fear upon you.
True.
Amen.
True.
But he's under your feet here today.
Amen.
He's under his feet. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Christ redeemed us. Amen. Yeah. He redeemed us, and redeemed means to bring back to the original, original place. Amen.
Amen.
Where you
brother.
Were at the beginning. Where you were in the beginning in God's mind. Where God seen you, where you were perfect. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Not as we are now, not in these bodies. But these bodies are being made subject back to the Word. We're not subject to sin anymore. We're being subject to the Word of God to bring us back to that image, amen, what God saw in His mind, church. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And as we said, I'm here to bring not fear and failure, but love, courage, and ability.
Amen.
We want to speak about love and those attributes here. This is the next, last few moments. In 1 John, he said, 4:17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.
Amen.
Amen. He was the victorious Christ.
Yes,
and
sir.
As he is, so are we in this world.
Amen.
A victorious people.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Not a bunch of failures, not a bunch of rejects, and maybe that's what we were at one time, but God come down one day. He picked us up. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. And he redeemed us back to himself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And as he is, so are we in this world.
Thank you, Lord.
And as you walk, it's Jesus walking.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And
come on.
Herein is our love made perfect.
Yeah.
That's right.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear.
Amen.
Because fear hath torment.
That's right.
He that feareth is not made perfect in love. But we love him because he first loved us.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the only way we can love him here today. God knew before the foundation of the world, he didn't just say, I'll pick this one. No, I don't want that one. No, I don't want that one. God knew in your heart what your reaction would be to the word of your day. He knew that you would want a way out. He knew that you would want to be redeemed. Amen. And he loved us before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Amen. Before you ever come into existence, God loved you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. In perfect faith. He said, and when we were sinners, alienated without God in the world, in that muck of mud, God come to us.
Amen.
God sought you. You never sought God. No man can come to me except the Father draws him first.
Amen.
And God came down in that muck. What you were, and sought you out and brought you out.
Hallelujah.
That ought to create a perfect love.
Amen.
Look what you was.
Hallelujah.
Look what you are now.
Amen.
What did that? Somebody that loved you. Somebody that cared about you.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody that had you in his mind.
Yeah.
And he was on the cross.
Yeah.
I was on his mind.
Hallelujah.
Can't you have faith in what he promised in?
Yeah.
Real genuine love will create a confidence in his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God.
Thank you,
I'm not what I ought to be,
but
I'm not what I used to be.
Amen, brother.
Amen. God's changing me from glory unto glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Bringing me into his image.
Yeah.
Bringing me into the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To express that.
Yeah.
Amen. That word of God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen. I can have a confidence that when I walk, amen, that he's beside me.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I can have a confidence. Amen. As long as I put him first.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
But he's a God rich in mercy here today.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's a God rich in mercy.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Thank you.
And when we were without God.
Right.
Amen. When we were without God and sinners, God made a way.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
God made a way.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
He did. Hallelujah.
And then sometimes we get afraid.
Yeah.
Sometimes we see the things around us and the pressures of the age, as we talked about.
Yeah.
We see the things unfolding before us. And sometimes maybe it brings a fear upon you. Amen. As it did the church in the book of Acts. Amen.
Yes.
As they begin to feel the pressures of the people around them, they begin to seek God. They begin to seek God for a refilling of the Holy Ghost.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The signs and wonders. Amen. That the acts of Jesus Christ could be done. Amen. Amen. That God could be manifest.
Amen.
Amen. And they were all filled. Amen. As they assembled together, as they assembled together, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes. They spake the word of God with boldness.
Amen, brother. That's right.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes God allows things to stay in our lives. Amen. As he did Paul. Amen. Yes. Paul prayed. He said, "Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, it was giving me a thorn in my flesh.
Come on, brother.
The messenger of Satan to buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure." Amen. Revelation. Revelation ought to humble us.
Come on. That's it.
Amen. What God has shown us. Amen. The revelation. The message wasn't supposed to produce a bunch of smart alecks.
That's right, brother.
Amen. But a humble people. I'm not saying anybody's like that here today. But it's to make us humble. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And you ought to be thankful God showed you what he showed you.
Amen.
Amen. It ought to create a confidence that God cares about you.
Amen.
And God cared about you enough. Amen. To send the message your way. Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Paul had a thorn in his flesh. And for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And God said unto him, Christ said, and he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee.
Yep.
For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Oh yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Most gladly therefore I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon
yes,
me.
Father.
Amen.
Lord.
Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in necessities and persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Amen.
Amen. When there seems to be no way, when I don't seem to have enough strength, yes. Amen, when I don't have seem enough strength to preach,
brother,
or to do the things that we need to do, amen, no doubt I wasn't feeling good in my body here today.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The thought crosses your mind, Brother Andrew, could you preach today? You get to listen to those feelings in your body.
Sure, come on.
Amen.
Sure.
His grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
His
you,
grace
Lord.
Is sufficient.
Thank you, Jesus.
God,
amen, brother.
God will give you either the victory to overcome it.
Come on.
Or God will give you the grace to go through it.
Amen.
Amen. One way or the other, we're going to press through this. And then we're going to overcome Laodicea.
Yes.
He'll either give you the victory to overcome it or the grace to go through it. Whatever it may be. Amen.
Always, brother. That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. Verily I say unto you that whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
What
amen.
Said. Yes, sir.
There's a mountain.
Yes.
There's going to be a mountain.
Yes.
Amen. But speak to your mountain.
Yes. Amen, brother.
Amen. And God will give you the victory to overcome it.
Hallelujah.
He'll give you the grace to go through it.
Yes, sir.
Or we'll speak to it and it'll move.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
One way or another, we're going to get the victory.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. One way or the other, we're going to leave here victorious.
That's right, brother.
We're not going to leave this earth defeated.
That's right.
We're not going to leave here defeated vessels.
No.
Because that's not what we are.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Because as he is, so are we in this world.
Amen.
As he is, so are we, and we are victorious people.
Amen.
In
that's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever you have need of, God's here to provide it.
Yes.
Amen, brother.
Yes, amen.
We look at David. We look at David in the time when there was a Goliath in the land.
Sure.
There was a Goliath in the land, a foe. Amen. And fear had swept the camp of Israel. Amen. But there was one that had been anointed to be king.
Right. Yes.
He had been anointed by the prophet Samuel to be king.
Right.
Amen. And we've been anointed by the word of God in this day.
Yes.
To be kings and priests, church.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. To be,
hallelujah.
To be kings
yes.
over what? Over our, and to have dominion. Over sin and sickness,
right.
Amen.
Amen,
to have dominion over the Goliath,
amen.
That mountain
yes.
that we're all going to face one time or another. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But David, he was anointed, amen, and the fear in the camp, but that fear hadn't struck his heart.
That's right.
Because he was anointed.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He was anointed to be king. And as the time come near for the battle, David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him, because of Goliath, for thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine."
That's right.
And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took the lamb out of the flock." Amen. David began to testify. Amen. When the field was in the camp,
right.
David began to testify.
Yes, sir.
He began to put testimonies up in his office.
That's right.
He began to read testimonies at the beginning of church. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To drive out the fear.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. He began to testify in the camp. God delivered. God delivered the lion and the bear. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, and I went out after him and smote him.
That's
and
right.
Delivered it out of the, it was mouth.
Amen.
And then he went after the sheep.
Yes,
he went
sir.
Out to the lost one, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He began to testify
yeah.
of what God had done for him.
Yeah.
Amen.
He began to testify. Amen. Not of what the devil's doing to him. And what God had done
yeah.
for him.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
He wasn't testifying
yeah.
of the fear that
yes,
was in the
sir.
Camp
Come
of the
on.
Goliath before. But he recognized that God had been with him
Amen.
Every step
Hallelujah.
Of the way, and that God yeah. was going to see him through.
Yeah. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. David began to prophesy, began to testify.
Sure did.
Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and the uncircumcised Philistines shall be as one of them.
That's right.
He began to prophesy.
Yeah.
He wasn't testifying of what had happened,
no.
but he began to prophesy yeah. of what was going to happen.
That's right.
Amen. He began to
right.
prophesy.
Amen.
He began to speak the word. And as
yes,
we
sir.
Read before, in that quote, he said, speak the word and I'll perform it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. All power is given unto me
yeah.
and it is yours to use.
Yeah.
Amen. You speak the word.
Yeah.
Amen.
David said, more of the Lord to deliver me out of the paw of the lion. Out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistines.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Praise yes. God.
Amen. He took a staff in his hand and choosing five stones out of the brook. And then five, J-E-S-U-S.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's right.
G-R-A-C-E.
Amen.
Grace. Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he said, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog
right.
that thou comest to me with staves?
Mercy.
And the Philistine cursed David by his God. Amen. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beast of the field. He began to prophesy to David.
Sure.
But it was a false prophecy.
That's right.
It was a true prophecy because David had been anointed.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Overcome this Goliath.
Amen.
God knew that there would be a Goliath, but he
yeah.
had a David. He had a David there to meet
cool,
that challenge.
Yeah.
Amen. There's a bride here to meet the challenge
cool.
of the day.
Yeah.
There's a bride here to meet the challenge
yeah.
of whatever Satan puts
Thank
in front of her. She'll
Amen.
Overcome it.
Yes,
she'll
sir.
Be victorious
yeah.
over it. Amen. You
right.
speak the word and I'll perform it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
And David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and a spear. And with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts,
yes.
the God
Amen.
Of armies of Israel,
Amen.
Whom thou hast defied.
That's right.
Amen. They come in the name of the Lord. In my name thou shalt cast out
That's
devils.
Right, brother.
They'll speak with new tongues.
Yes.
They'll take up deadly serpents
yes.
and then it won't harm them. Amen. Whatever they come against, amen.
Yes.
In my name, you're Miss Jesus Christ.
That's
amen.
Right, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's your new name. That's your new name. You
amen.
Are Miss Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Until everything's overcome. Amen. Amen. The enemy's going to be under your feet. Amen.
Come on now.
Amen. Until every last devil's been defeated. Amen. I don't think we're going to leave here, amen, until that last devil's
That's
been
right.
defeated.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's
Anything
good.
In your life, you're not going to leave here with that thing on you.
That's right.
You're not
yes,
going to leave here defeated, but a victorious
no.
bride, a victorious
amen.
Son or daughter.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And
yes,
David began to prophesy. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air. Amen. That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with a sword and a spear, for the battle is the Lord's.
That's right.
And he will give it into your hands.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen. He's a mighty
yes.
man of war.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
He's come to battle. Brother Ram said,
yes.
if you want to see the Lord in battle,
yeah.
you ought to come
Don't
see him
know.
One time.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Because he's never lost the battle.
Amen.
Amen. He never went to a funeral.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen. He never come
yeah.
across a sickness. But he came
yeah.
to heal. Amen.
Yeah.
He never lost the battle. And I say that. Commit the battle
yeah.
unto the Lord here today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Commit the battle unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because David said, The Lord delivered them into my hand.
Amen.
The Lord delivered the bear and the lion into my hand.
Yes.
And he'll deliver whatever demon is coming against you in fear.
Yes.
He'll deliver that into your hand here today.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Amen. And we know the story. We know the story as we close. We know the story that he slung the stone and he hit him Goliath in the head and he fell to the ground.
That's right.
Amen. But he wasn't just going to have him fall to the ground.
Come on,
he was going to cut his head off.
That's right.
He's going to cut his head off.
That's right,
bro. And
what
he was talking about last night.
Come on now.
And then at the end of the service, that's when the service begins.
Yes, sir.
At the end of the preaching, that's when the service begins. Amen. Not just when Goliath falls. Amen. But there's a head that's got to be chopped off. Amen.
Amen.
And we can come. Amen. In the service. Whatever you have need of, you can stand upon the promise of God.
Glory
amen.
To God.
You can stand upon the promise of God and slay that giant. Cut his head off. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You won't be able to get back up then.
That's
He'll
right.
stay there. He'll stay there under your feet.
Amen.
He'll stay there.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
and David prevailed. He prevailed over the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David.
Jesus. That's it, brother.
Where's the sword at?
That's right.
Amen. God failed in his word.
Oh, no. Come on, brother.
God will provide a sword.
That's right. Amen.
God will provide a sword.
Yes.
Amen. If you think God's failing his word, you ain't believing it right.
That's right,
right.
brother.
God will bring it around to where he fulfills it exactly just as he said.
That's right.
Not as how we think it. Not as our intellectuals think it.
That's
but just
true.
As he said.
Amen.
Amen. God. And therefore, David ran. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword.
That's right.
He took the devil's sword.
That's right.
And then he drew it out of the sheath there and slew him.
That man.
He cut his head therewith. And
thank
when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled.
God.
And then he cast out the demon. He cast out Satan. And then the accuser of the brethren, is going to be cast out.
Amen.
And he'll be no more.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The prophecy was fulfilled.
That's
Amen. What David had spoke was performed.
Yes, sir.
God
Amen.
Performed it, not David.
Amen.
Amen. And that's who will see us through, church.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. It's going to be God in us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
I can do all
Absolutely.
Things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I can do all things.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
In 2 Timothy, we read the scripture earlier. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. And a sound mind.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And in Zechariah, Brother Branham tells the scripture many times. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall be not clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that in the evening time there shall be light.
That's right.
Amen. It's a time of darkness. Amen. A time of depression. Amen.
Yeah.
But there'll be a light in the evening time.
Yeah.
Amen. There'll be a light to illuminate. Mm-hmm. Illuminate your mind. Amen.
Yes,
amen. And when it seems dark, the light will shine through. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. As we walk in the light, as he is in the light,
yep.
we have fellowship. And our sins are cleansed. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Don't let fear rule your life.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Don't fear. Fear not. Amen. With our hearts before him. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Father, for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this people, Lord, that has just listened to your word, Lord, that I believe that they're the bride of Jesus Christ, Lord. It's been so easy to preach to, Lord. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty, O God. O God, whatever they have need of for life's journey, O God, may they step forth here with a confidence, O God, and with a courage in their heart, Lord, not to fear. Amen. For the battle is the Lord's. Amen. The battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's.
Amen.
Amen. That we're victorious and that we're overcomers in this age. And that we can withstand the pressure. Amen. Because we've been called to. Amen. Oh God, may your elect lady, may she see who she is in the Word. Amen. She see that she's the bride of Jesus Christ, that we're sons of God, that we're daughters of God. Amen.
Amen.
And that we don't have to let Satan rule us or kick us around, but it needs to be under our feet. Amen. May the word of God be on their lips. May they begin to prophesy. May they begin to testify. Oh God, and bring encouragement to those around them. Father, we pray. We just commit this rest of this day into your hands, Father. Lord, may you receive glory and honor and worship, Lord. Lord, may you be the preeminent one, Lord. May you just rule our lives, oh God. Oh God, may you just have preeminence, Lord. Complete control. Oh God, you who has the sway over all things. Oh God, when things don't seem like they're going our way, that God can come around and it can make a way. Amen. You're almighty, all powerful. Lord, and we just consecrate our lives unto you, Lord. We consecrate our minds and our spirits, Lord. Oh God, we love you. Thankful for the blood. Thankful for grace and mercy, Lord. For without it, we couldn't stand in this hour, Lord. Oh God, Brother Branham said, when you get over there and you'll say it was amazing grace. Oh God, it brought us through. It was amazing grace. How sweet the sound. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the hour that you called us to, Lord. Lord, may we stand up, Lord. Just take a stand, Lord, with the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Help your people, Lord. Bless the brothers here that minister, oh God, the deacons, Lord, the song leader, the people, oh God. May you just pour out your spirit upon them, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name.
Praise God with all your heart.
Praise God.
Presence this afternoon.
Yes, amen.
Nobody looking around, everybody respecting one another, respecting God. I ask you tonight, or this afternoon rather, in this presence, is your heart right with God? No man, I could look at you and think you're a good fellow. I could think you're a good Christian. That doesn't mean anything. It's whether God that knows every thought you've ever had, He knows the intentions of your heart, that God can see you now. And as you evaluate your heart in His presence, will there be a soul here that would say, I don't know the Lord, but I want to. And I want to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Would you come into my life? Is there anyone that would raise your hands to God and say, Lord, I'm here to do that? Letting the Holy Spirit that's here have its way. Maybe you've never considered that question, but one day you'll have to. Lord, don't let it be too late for anyone that's here. Hallelujah. Christian friend, are you backslid today? I'm not trying to make you backslid. I'm just saying if you know that you are, you don't have to leave that way today.
Amen.
Be a Christian, say, Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation.
Yes.
Bring me back into perfect fellowship, perfect faith. God
yes.
bless each one. I believe He hears you today. As I feel His presence come very near, I believe He's here to fulfill your needs. If you'll be honest, God will be honest with you. He'll let you know that all those sins were already washed away over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah, Father. Bless each one, Father. Each one, Lord, let the Holy Spirit have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, church, where much is given, much is required. I warn every soul that's here under this unction of the Holy Spirit. You're about to watch Brother Austin get baptized. And if you've not repented of your sins, if you've not been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you need to flee to Calvary as fast as you can, for there's not much time left. And one day you'll beg to have another opportunity. Oh, God, help each one. Oh, God, each one. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead and worship Him in the Spirit now. Thank you, Jesus. Yield yourself to God. As the brother said, the service just starts. This is when we let the Holy Spirit take our hearts and make it what it ought to be.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus, I surrender all.
right, before we sing that again, you stay in the atmosphere of worship. You keep on worshiping God. I just want to give the opportunity, if there's any that would want to come forward for prayer, whether for healing in the bodies, just I'll agree. I believe the Bible said if two of you agree on any one thing, he'd do it, and we're here to agree with you.
Yes.
The faith that you have will bring the same faith and believe for whatever you have need of. Is there anyone who'd like to come forward? Hallelujah. I'm not trying to beg you and plead you. It's just if there's a need, I want to warn you, don't leave the house of God with needs. The Holy Spirit's here to give us all our needs today. Hallelujah. Pray for this sister. You go ahead and worship in the Spirit.
Down the road that she would be able to receive you, Lord. We pray, Lord,
Lord
that Jesus undertake in our life. May your will be done.
Yes, Lord God.
Oh, God, this
power of the Holy Ghost,
Lord. May you just go to her just now. Father, may you just move upon her life.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We just send the Holy Ghost out to you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
May you just come and be upon the situation, Lord. Oh, God, and may you just give the sister peace of mind, Lord.
Yes, Father.
The situation,
mind,
Lord.
Promise,
we just
Lord.
Commit it into your hands, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give it to you. The battle is yours, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We just commit the situation.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
the Word of God. May she just have what she has need of
in
today.
Amen.
But may she have the victory over this thing, Lord, over this sickness in her body. Satan is cast out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
Satan, take your hands off us and drop her body.
Thank you, Lord.
May she just receive her healing in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We believe today, oh God.
Amen.
Our faith will bring you on the scene, Lord. Lord, may you just come. Move upon us.
Thank you for it, Father. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Worshiping God, you might not want to go to heaven. That's all we're going to do there. So, you know, I don't like begging and pleading people to worship God. If you don't want to, you might not want to get saved anyhow.
Right.
But I like worshiping God.
Amen.
When I think of the muck and the mire he brought me out of, I think he's changed my soul from death unto life.
Yes.
He's worthy of praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I couldn't praise him enough.
I love you.
Thank you for saving me, Lord. Thank you for changing me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for taking care of me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping my shelter in the time of a storm. Thank you for being my friend when there was no one else. Thank you, blessed Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You're worthy, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thus saith the Lord, everything that you have need of, whether you are Christian or not, if you can believe, it will be done for
you. Lord, believe it, Lord.
Whether that is redemption,
oh God,
whether you feel worthy or not,
praise you, Lord, all
over the world. It was my sacrifice that made you worthy.
Thank you, Lord God.
Whether you need healing,
yes, Lord.
Makes no difference.
Accept your word,
you
Lord.
If you can come forward and believe it this morning,
yes,
I will heal you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
If you have been in shackles and chains,
oh God, set the captive free in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Whether it be darkness or God, fear each one, or addiction,
oh, or each one, Lord.
Memories of the past.
Oh, Jesus.
I can wipe that clean today. I have the key to unlock your chains.
Hallelujah.
My word is
thank you, Lord.
And I am the victorious Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And I am here to minister to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you must let me and allow me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Receive his word now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
It's that simple, church. That's how God speaks to his people. Respect his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're living in a day where God can't move. People's hearts so cold, they won't let go. But I challenge you one time, just let it go. Let God have the preeminence. Don't reserve your worship to God. Don't get nervous. Don't get in fear. That's the devil trying to keep you from the promise of God. Yield yourself to God. Let the old man die. He's afraid of the spirit. The flesh doesn't profit anything. It's the spirit that quickens. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Don't listen to that devil telling you it's fanaticism. That's crazy. This is the presence of the living God amongst you. What felt the day of Pentecost is here right now. It's the same God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's ever a time to worship God, it's right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't fear anything of the devil. Don't fear the Holy Ghost. Yield to the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
You'll never be any closer to God this side of heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I challenge you to reach up in faith. You might have never raised your hand before, but do it once in faith. Say, Jesus, I have a need. Would you come by my way? Would you come by my door and help me, Jesus? He'll never disappoint you. He'll be right there. He's been waiting for you to open the door for years. Just let him in.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. There's soul milk in the room right now.
Yeah.
your neighbor. Don't worry about lunch right now. You worry about your Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Those of you that came forward for prayer, you go ahead and praise God as if He already did it, just like Abraham did. Pulling those things that were not as though they were because He had the promise.
Yes.
And you have the promise of the Word this afternoon. It's the same God that said that to Abraham, just told you to ask whatever you would, and He'd give it to you. God's every way, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit have the preeminence. We give you the preeminence, Lord. Do as you please with us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Mold us, make us.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Giving the Holy Spirit time. He gave you all eternity. You can give Him a little time this afternoon.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Be free tonight. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No things are God, praise God. We just lift our hands and sing that together.
This is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for your Lord to be.
Put us on a free moral agency. I want you to listen to me today. We've had too many experiences that are based on emotion, too many experiences that are based on just feelings and things. It's got to be all the way down that in your heart, this is what you want.
Amen.
That it's all you want, is God. Your free moment, you've got to say, God, I want you. 100%. I'm not serving you because somebody else is making me. I'm not serving you because I think it's a good idea. I'm serving you because I want to.
Amen.
I love you because I want to.
Amen.
And that's when you'll get somewhere with God.
Amen.
When we talk about serving the Lord, it's not like like the taskmasters in Egypt
right.
beating you on the back. And you're saying, oh, Jesus, help me. You know, I'll just serve you. Just don't beat me again.
Right.
No. It's like you husband and wives.
Yeah.
When you serve one another, not because you're afraid you're going to get beat. You love that man, you love that woman, and you want to serve them. You want them to be happy, and you've got to have that relationship with him. That when somebody tells you the word of God, it doesn't offend you. You don't think they're picking on you, but you say, did Jesus say that?
Right.
That's my husband. I'll do it because I love him. I'll do whatever he tells me. That's when you find a real Christian that's had a real experience with God. And if you come short of that, you've lost everything. Hallelujah. Salvation's all 100% the Lord, but it's 100% in your hands what you do with it. You have to accept it or have to reject it. He won't make that choice. It's up to you. Amen. Amen. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord this afternoon. I'm going to appreciate the Holy Spirit just showering over us.
Amen.
I believe he likes you when you appreciate what he does. I believe he likes that.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We got a baptismal service today. I'm going to go ahead and ask Brother Austin if he'd like to prepare himself. If anybody wants to help him or whatever, that's fine. I'd like to sing just one song before we dismiss. I'll let Dad have the service, and you can worship for a little while, but know that we're going to be having the baptismal in there. I believe that's good.
Amen.
I believe that's why we preach the gospel,
Amen.
Is that souls can receive it.
Hallelujah.
You know, this message ideology that we're just going to segregate ourselves away and we're the only ones that saved and we ain't looking for nobody else, that ain't never in this Bible.
Amen.
That's right.
This Bible is always looking for souls until the last second.
Amen.
It says Noah preached the whole time,
yes, sir.
Until the rain came. Man never shut that door. God shut that door. And I believe, how many believes too, that the door of grace is still open? Oh, it might just be a sliver, but God, sweep in as many as you can. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and let them be dismissed to that. We'll go in there in a minute when Brother Austin is ready. Let's just sing, Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. How many appreciate him?
Amen.
Well, let's sing that. You'll be dismissed for baptismal service. God bless you.
For I appreciate you, Heavenly Father.
God bless this afternoon.